Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's a Monday, which means we have a lot to cover from the weekend and look ahead as well. In the first hour of the show, we'll hit on some fantasy baseball, some big power numbers this weekend for a couple of rookies. Second hour of the show, we'll dive into some ADP risers, fallers. We bring in some Dolphins discussion with Adam Beasley as well. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number one, starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
The player that I'm curious about on the Saints is Tre'Quan Smith. Is Tre'Quan Smith going to take the next step for New Orleans? This is an important preseason for him. And with Cameron Meredith gone, they really don't have a ton of great wide receiving options. Aaron Lemming is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Aaron Lemming NFL and his work over at 24/7 Sports. Clearly, David Montgomery is the story, no question. And the path seems to be open for him to take that running back role and go with it. Mike Davis, wherever he's gone, has done a good job, especially with the Seahawks.
It comes down to the two guys, and that's going to be Mike Davis and David Montgomery. And I think that Davis is going to be featured a little bit more, I'd say, on third down, just because, at least for now, he's more of an established pass blocker. I think David Montgomery is going to be one of those players by the end of the year. He's probably going to be the primary back in the committee or whatever it is, but I don't know that he's ever going to have enough touches per game to where it's going to be worth it in terms of fantasy to where you're going to want to have him as one of your primary backs.
All right, happy Monday to you. Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today, and welcome in as we are here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's great to start off another week of baseball and football with you. You can dial up the show at 844-843-6879. Throughout the week, we'll get you closer to the end of the fantasy baseball season, which is fast approaching, especially for those of you in head-to-head leagues. The playoffs are starting very soon. In fact, I think a lot of you start either this week or next week, so that's pretty cool. Of course, the fantasy football season is in full swing. Draft season is now in full swing. We got preseason week number two headed our way, and I think that most people are really going to start to get into it after this week. And our show here, of course, will start to go more in the fantasy football flavor starting 1 week from today as well. But for today's show, as we always do in the month of August, we kind of give you a taste of both baseball and football here. So if football is your fix, what you can do is give us a fast forward if you're listening on demand. If you're listening live, then just check back in at 1 o'clock Eastern, because we will talk a lot about the preseason games that happened over the weekend and some of the effects of those. And Adam Beasley will join us, who covers the Miami Dolphins, so he can shed some light on some of those teams as well. And as we go, we'll start getting into more of the teams, more of the players, and hear from experts as well. We're still kind of sorting all that out. But look, we still have a month, by the way, to go until the NFL season. Still a month. It feels like we've been talking about it for a while, but still a little bit less than 30 days to go here until this starts. Now, college starts in a couple of weeks, and so on tomorrow's show, John Lobb and the good people at Fantrax have put together our Fantasy Sports Today college football draft. So from 12 to 2 tomorrow Eastern, myself and Howard Bender, John Lobb, Mitch Moss from VSiN, and Sean, you have to sign up, my friend. And a lot of people are going to be involved in this tomorrow. So for 2 hours, it will be all drafting. It's a best ball format, basically. You just set it and forget it for the year. And I think that this will be a good education for those of you to learn a little bit more about college football this year, not just from a fantasy perspective, but gambling perspective as well. But let's kind of just get the ball rolling here and get a little bit started with some baseball discussion. I don't know if you guys caught this over the weekend. And what a wild weekend for three home run guys. Again, we saw two players do it And both rookies, again, like the, I mean, forget about the ball being juiced. I just can't get over how nuts this season has been. Aristides Aquino of the Cincinnati Reds, who broke the all-time record for most home runs in his first 10 games. I mean, think about that. It's 2019. I mean, you're going back to Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams and Hank Aaron and Willie Mays. And I mean, he broke that record. Most home runs by a major league player to start their career. He and Trevor Story, I believe, have the most. And how about this? We'll play the highlight here. Jordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. If you thought that you've heard some monster bombs this season, check this one out. All right, we'll get back to that in just a second. Either way, the Orioles absolutely clobbered the Astros all weekend until, of course, yesterday's game where the Orioles came back and ended up winning that thing, and that was an exciting weekend series for sure. Indians catch the Twins. Now, the Twins have had such a nice season, and here we are. They were leading from April, May, June, July, all the way into August. And the Indians have caught them. Go figure that one. Carlos Santana yesterday. What a year he's had. I don't think anybody's paid attention at all to him. But for those of you who are playing in the on-base format, 404 on-base percentage on the season. This guy hit a grand slam yesterday. What a phenomenal year, man. I mean, Carlos Santana, I mean, what a bounce back he had. Look, that season that he had in Philadelphia wasn't even all that bad last year. But honestly, if you're playing in the on-base percentage format, this guy's been like a top 20 pick. I mean, 40% on base is like Joey Votto numbers from a couple of years ago. So Indians and Twins going to battle this thing out for the division, and whoever ends up getting that wild card, what a disappointment it will be, especially, by the way, if it's the Twins. Minnesota has, and it looks like they're going to break the all-time record in the single season for home runs. But the bottom line is that, man, like, if you don't do enough at the All-Star break, you can get caught by a team, and Cleveland did it. Also, yesterday was really good to see Josh Bell back. The Pirates have lost 8 games in a row. Their season is over. But in fantasy, we got such a phenomenal first half from Josh Bell. And since the All-Star break, he has been struggling. Yesterday was his best game since. 2 home runs. And I understand that, look, at the end of the year, Bill's second half numbers may not look as good as the first, but take the body of the player here. And at the end of the season, Josh Bell's going to end up having probably 35 home runs, 100 runs driven in, maybe close to 100 run, RBI. Did he expect that at the beginning of the year? The answer is no. I understand he struggled in the second half. He could still struggle in the second half, but we play fantasy for a whole season, not for 3 months. We'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, it's time to play a little 3 up, 3 down. And we're off and running here on this Monday. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
I understand where AB's going. He's comfortable with that helmet. He plays well. Maybe this new helmet makes him look like the Great Gazoo. Too big and it's funny. Whatever. You know, we all know these players, they want to look good more than anything else. So I sort of get that. But it's wrong. The NFL's trying to help you here, and you don't want to be helped. And you're blaming the Raiders for this? What do you want them to do? I mean, what do you want the Players Association to do here? It's okay for some players not to have as much protection as other players? It just doesn't make any sense.
Watch live weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome in. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show on Fantasy Sports Today. It is Monday, August 12th, 2019. Got one more week here on the home front of camp and things like that, and then my kids are back at school next week. We got NFL preseason week two coming up, college football next week, the baseball season is winding down, a lot of fun stuff to get to. So let's get started here on the show with what happened over the weekend. And by the way, if there's anything that I missed here on 3 Up, 3 Down that you want to hear, let me know at Craig Mish on Twitter, at FNTSY Radio, that is for sure. Those are two ways to get us. And of course, if you're listening on demand, you could do it anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's cool by me if it's cool by you. Okay, let's get started. Here is what is trending up from the weekend. We'll start with baseball. Ryan Yarbrough, who's usually been used not even necessarily as the opener, but kind of as the bridge for the Rays, as they use an opener and then bring Yarbrough in. But yesterday he started and threw 8 2/3 shutout innings for Tampa Bay. All of a sudden is on the fantasy map. This kid has had a really good couple years, but the bottom line is doesn't hold a lot of fantasy value if he can't get wins for you and if he doesn't start. It was interesting yesterday that Kevin Cash pulled him with an out to go, and Yarbrough didn't seem too happy about it. But either way, man, like AL-only leagues or deeper leagues, if Yarbrough is going to be getting starts down the stretch, the Rays are a really good team and metrically put together a solid defense every single day. So keep an eye on Yarbrough going forward. The Rays always find ways with these little-known guys. Maybe he is indeed the next one. We'll see. We know he's not Blake Snell. We know he's not Charlie Morton. But if they get involved in a 7-game series, we could see this kid pitch. I don't think there's any doubt. So that is definitely trending up for me. That's the first one. Second one is the St. Louis Cardinals. Okay, look, I have them to win the World Series. I'm not feeling particularly great about it. But anything can happen when you get into the postseason. And so the Cardinals, who have just beaten up on the Pirates, do it again. But yesterday, it was a grand slam from Lane Thomas. He was the difference. And Thomas isn't even, I picked him up this week. We'll talk about that in the waiver wire segment coming up. But Thomas isn't even someone it seems like the Cardinals want to play. Remember how many different outfielders they can go through at any given time. Marcell Ozuna, of course, and Dexter Fowler. And then they had Harrison Bader out there for a while. And Tyler O'Neill was out there. And Jose Martinez. I mean, I could keep going. They just keep putting guys in the outfield. And Thomas may be on their map, may be on the fantasy map. We'll certainly see. His grand slam was the difference. And now, by the way, if you're keeping an eye on the standings, this thing is going to go right down to the last week of the season, as the Cardinals are now in the second wild card position, and they are really close to the Cubs, too. But, you know, Milwaukee is right there as well, and Philadelphia, and the Mets. And, I mean, it's every game really counts, that's to say the least, between now and the end of September. But give credit to St. Louis, as They may not beat all the good teams, but they certainly have their way with the bad teams. That has worked itself out. By the way, Pirates have lost 8 straight games. Yikes. Okay, so those are 2 baseball trending ups. Here is 1 football one for you. Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. Good job by them. They bring in this kicker, Kare Vedvik, who also apparently is a punter. I don't know a lot about him, to be honest. But Baltimore, because they have Justin Tucker, and Tucker is arguably one of the best kickers in the history of the NFL and probably the best kicker in fantasy, although they don't score as many points as you would want on a weekly basis. Story for another day. Ravens get a 5th-round pick. Wow. For a kicker and maybe slash punter. And good job by them. Maybe this will solve the Vikings' problems of kicking and punting that they've had, it seems like, for years. I don't know. I just can't ever rely on a Vikings kicker. And keep in mind, that's a team that scores some points. So Vedvik probably will not go among the first 5 kickers in a draft, but certainly wouldn't be a bad last-round pick for somebody who's interested in taking a flyer on someone, although maybe he will fall into the curse of that division. By the way, the Bears have always struggled with their kickers since Robbie Gould left, haven't they? So nice job by them. Those are 3 things that are trending up in our 3 up, 3 down segment for today. Now let's move to the trending down. The Antonio Brown stuff, and I'm sure we're going to end up spending all week long on this, is just a nightmare. Now, look, we really don't know the whole story here. I'm at the point where I'm starting. It's so ridiculous with this helmet stuff about him not wanting to wear a helmet, trying to paint last year's helmet. He won't wear this year's helmet. I'm starting to think that this is all like fabricated stuff for Hard Knocks. Like, I mean, it's so ridiculous at this point. Now, obviously, no one is going to burn their feet on purpose in the cryogenic thing. Like, that is real, okay? But this helmet thing, is it just to keep him off the field so he doesn't have to run, doesn't have to look bad? Is it for the TV? I don't get it. It can't be true. Like, it's so insane that he's not willing to wear a helmet. The only thing that I would add is this small caveat, and a scary caveat, is that if something is mentally wrong with Antonio Brown. Now, look, I've told you guys before, he lives in South Florida and not far from me, and I haven't heard these kind of wacky stories. I have not heard any wacky stories regarding him. You've just kind of heard the old, tough to deal with type stories, like the old Terrell Owens type stuff, which is no big deal when you're the best receiver in the NFL. But this has just been a nightmare for him. Kind of sad, kind of scary, and hopefully nothing is really wrong with him. I hope this is all theater. And I'm guessing, indeed, that's probably what it is. Saturday. Blake Bortles is the backup to Jared Goff. I have to ask this question, honestly. And look, he was 3-for-8 for 50 yards. I have to ask this question. Does that not tell you the state of quarterbacking in the NFL? And better yet, does it not tell you the state of quarterbacking in college football? That Blake Bortles is now going to be around as a backup quarterback for the next 5 years. That's a guarantee. He'll just keep playing. He'll keep going to different teams. Because you know what? They'll look at it and say it could be worse. What is going on in college football that we can't find an extra 30 quarterbacks out of all of the schools every, 2 or 3 years? Like, we're barely getting any kind of... Forget about first-round picks. We're barely getting any kind of viable backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe teams should just start worrying about building these kids up and developing them to be backups. It's just scary to watch that the other day. Man, like, he just didn't look good, and it's not a surprise. Everybody knows. It's not good. He's not a starter, not even a backup. Shouldn't be. But, yeah, he was the backup for Jared Goff. Blake Bortles back again, 3-for-8, 50 yards. The Orioles... Yesterday, you may have heard it in Dan Strafford's update there, but the Orioles yesterday, this was fantastic. Now, it's a down because somebody ended up losing a lot of money on this, but in some way, the Houston Astros yesterday were a minus 450 favorite, okay? And they go into the bottom of the ninth with Roberto Osuna on the mound. Now, remember, Houston is leading this game. They're about a minus 450 on the money line. Rio Ruiz comes up to the plate, and here's what happened.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep right field. This is going to go. Rio Ruiz hits a walk-off home run out of the flag court, and the Orioles win 8-7.
Now, conversely, somebody ended up winning a lot of money on the Astros. But look, as long as I've been paying attention to lines and point spreads, I have never seen a team that big a favorite as Houston was the last couple of days. And by the way, now the Yankees are going to play the Orioles again, so you can only imagine, and we'll go through some of those lines a little bit later, what exactly is going on. Look, there's just not a big enough disparity between two teams like that. And if you think that these lines are big right now, check back a month from now when the Orioles are playing some of these teams that are trying to chase for the postseason, and Kansas City's trying to chase some of these teams, and Detroit, same thing. We're going to see some of the biggest lines we've ever seen in history daring you to take the favorite here, and daring you, by the way, to take them minus a run and a half, which is also something you can't really do, because even minus a run and a half, you're laying a minus 200. It's insane. Haven't seen anything like this in quite some time, but certainly yesterday cashed in for the Orioles. Congratulations to them. All right, coming up next, we will hit the fantasy baseball waiver wire. We're running out of time in fantasy baseball to pick up players that are going to help you win your leagues. I think that I may have grabbed a couple that'll help me win mine. I'll tell you who they are next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish here on FNTSY. We got plenty more to come here on the show, including a conversation with Bernie Pleskov coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go away.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maids Tailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here back with you as we are on every day from 12 to 2. Welcome back into the show. Glad to be with you here on this Monday. And guess what? The 2019-2020 NFL season is here. And another slate of games in the preseason this Thursday, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting their lineups by using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Head on over and check out their tools for NFL, MLB, PGA, NBA, NHL, and sports wagering, or get access to all of them with the Daily Roto Elite Package. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount, and you get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's DailyRoto.com, promo code ACTION. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And here on this Monday, we are diving into both baseball and football. Our one-hour baseball is on right now. Our one-hour football begins in about 30 minutes from now, so stay tuned to that. That's coming up. By the way, another player who had a monster weekend, and I want to mention this because the mentioning of players before a season starts and then taking credit for them is something that a lot of us as analysts tend to do. I would tell you that across the board, there was not one fantasy baseball analyst that ever predicted that Jorge Soler of the Kansas City Royals would have 35 home runs this season. By the way, he's not done. He has another month, so he's going to end up with 40 at least. Second most to Trout in the American League and fourth most in baseball. I mean, that just shows you right there in terms of fantasy that there's a difference between lucky and a difference between being good, and sometimes it's better to be lucky, because this guy has had an astronomical season of epic proportions that nobody could have possibly projected. In fact, if I told you at the beginning of the season that Soler would end up with 25 home runs, you would have been thrilled, and he could get you 45. That's just kind of where we're at. The guy is, just has tremendous power, and Kansas City having him and Merrifield at the top of the lineup. And even Dozier, who hit two home runs yesterday, look, it's not all that bad. They probably still have a ways to go, but at least you're seeing some positivity in Kansas City, whereas in some places like Detroit and Baltimore, there's almost very little, at least this year. But let's hit the waiver wire real quick, and I'll tell you what I did over the weekend. And in the NL Tout Wars format, I've moved up quite a bit. I was in 12th and 11th and 10th and 9th and 8th. Now I'm up to 7th. And no one really has a lot of money left after the trade deadline. So Mark Melanson went for $12. I actually initially had him higher. And then after he blew the save Saturday, and then they put Luke Jackson back in yesterday. I'm like, maybe not. So I bid a couple bucks. I didn't get him. Surprisingly, I bid $9 on Lane Thomas even after the Grand Slam. I ended up getting him. I didn't think that that would happen. I thought that somebody would throw $15, $20 at him. I could not afford to do that, but I ended up getting him. I needed an outfielder, and so I'll stick him in there, and hopefully he'll, play 3-4 times this week? I'll take that right now. Just give me 3 starts from Lane Thomas. That was worth the $9. So we'll see. I'm going to have to deal with Jake Arrieta maybe being out for the year, and I really don't have any other options. I cut Peter Lambert, who's going to start for the Rockies this week twice. 2 starts at Coors is just not going to happen. I let him go. Someone else can pick him up next week. I picked up Dylan Maples on the Chicago Cubs. If you don't know who he is, they called him up last week. He is a closer of types, of sorts. With Pedro Strop on the injured list, the Cubs are up for a closer by committee here for the rest of the year. If adding Maples for $0 ends up getting me 1 save, it was worth the investment. So really cutting nothing in terms of that, and that's kind of where I am in the NL Tout Wars format. In the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, I had $450 of fab budget left, which was like 4th or 5th most. I spent it all. Over $300 I did to get Aquino, and I outbid everyone on him. There were some 50s, some 60s, some 100s, but I bid $300. At this point, what are you waiting for in fantasy baseball? Seriously, there's 6 weeks left in the season. I just unloaded all my fab this week. So I ended up getting Aquino. I'm in 9th out of 15 teams. Not great, but I'm still trying to be competitive there. In that league also, I cut Ken Giles and added Derek Law. Law's picked up 3 saves. It looks like Giles could be out for the year. I'm not really sure what Toronto's even doing with him at this point. They've activated him twice and then not used him at all. after being on the injured list. So you go figure that one. My NL home league, which is the most money that I have on the line here with any of these leagues for sure, I also ended up getting Aquino, shockingly, for $10. I don't know why anybody grabbed him. In my head-to-head league, I'm in second place out of 12 teams, and we have two more weeks left until we get to the playoffs. I added Brandon Workman, who has been getting saves for the Red Sox. I didn't really see a need to hold on to a couple of players that I ended up just letting go. They're not getting playing time. And I added, by the way, this is an interesting one for those of you who were planning on playing this thing deep into September. I added Johnny Cueto of the San Francisco Giants. Now, for those, Bernie Pleskoff will talk a little bit about Johnny Cueto, but they're talking about bringing him back for September and giving him two or three starts so that he's ready to be their, you could say, their de facto ace next year. I mean, we don't know if Madison Bumgarner is coming back or not to San Francisco, right? We have no idea. And not only that, but they're going to definitely give him the qualifying offer. So he's going to have a draft pick attached to him. And Bumgarner is going to be one of those guys that could, have to wait to sign. And he may inevitably just decide to stay in San Francisco. That would make him the ace and Cueto the two. But nonetheless, Cueto was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a long period of time. And with the wasteland that is starting pitching in baseball, why not add him, stash him on the injured list? And if he comes back, he may give you a couple starts to the fantasy playoffs if you're in a head-to-head or even in a roto league. So I added Cueto there, and he was free. No money. The other player that I added, and this is coming off information, obviously, that I could provide to you, and the Braves were in town this weekend, so had some conversations with people who were very important, and I can tell you that if Ian Anderson, their young starting pitcher who's in AAA, and he pitched very well yesterday, if he ends up making another one or two really good starts, I could definitely see Atlanta adding him to the rotation or even the bullpen. So I would add Ian Anderson in leagues. I would add Johnny Cueto in leagues. And, of course, Aquino is the big name to add. And I think that in most leagues he's now owned. He was owned in, I think, 4% of leagues going into last week, even after hitting his first home run or second home run, I think it was. And then now, after hitting 7 home runs in 10 games, he is now owned in 66% in all fantasy leagues. So that's really the big name at this point to add. And for those of you who play in these leagues where you have the free agent acquisition budget, we like to call it FAB, seriously, what are you waiting for at this point? If there's anything that you can identify that can help you win or move up in the standings, do it now. There is a month left. There is no reason to hang on to a cent. There are going to be guys that are going to call up in September for sure. Remember, all of these September call-ups, they don't even get a chance to play every day. I'll give you a good example of that. I think a player next week that you probably have to add on some of your teams is Joe Adell, who's a top prospect on the Los Angeles Angels. They're going to call up Joe Adell to play in September, but I don't think that he's going to play 6 days in a week. He'll play two, he'll play three. Remember, they expand those rosters to 30, 35 guys from 25. I just see too much waiting and too much hesitation in these leagues that I'm playing in. And again, there are some people who have checked out, and I get it. They've moved on to football for sure. But if you're trying to move up at all in your standings, you got to make sure you make those moves and make those moves now, because that's the best way to go about it. Also, as a reminder, for those of you who play in the weekly format, make sure you put your lineup in now, because you're not going to have the opportunity to change anything in about 30 minutes from now. The Orioles are playing the Yankees in a doubleheader, and the first game starts at 1 o'clock Eastern. So keep an eye on that. Ty Block, by the way, was just named the starter for the Orioles in Game 2. Not that it matters, not that you're going to use him in any fantasy league, but two games today starting 1 o'clock Eastern. Keep an eye on that later today. Couple of quick notes, by the way, from baseball. Dellin Betances. Maybe if you're in a deeper league, you would consider adding him. He hasn't pitched most of the season. He threw a 20-pitch bullpen session today, and he says he feels better than any point that he did even during spring training, which is when he started his shoulder issues. So we're going back 5 months. An AL-only add maybe for the end of the season, but nothing more than that. Also, really good news for Nelson Cruz, who was hit by a pitch, and it was on his wrist. And he ruptured some sort of tendon, saw a specialist this morning, And it sounds like he could just spend another week on the injured list and then come back. He has had a monster season. Luke Voit also getting ready to return to the Yankees. He's been on the injured list since July 31st. They're thinking it's going to be another week with then some rehab assignments. So if somebody cut Luke Voit in your league, you can pick him up, potentially add him to your team in some way. Maybe you'll have him for the month of September. Also, Luis Severino, on the Yankees is going to throw some live BP sessions. They're hoping that they can get him back sometime in September to pitch, but you can't count on Severino this season. And he, by the way, is the cautionary tale of a player that when you have a pitcher and he's got issues going into the season, you are better off not drafting the player in fantasy baseball, especially a pitcher. There's just no reason for it. There's always going to be somebody that's close enough to him. I understand that some people did it with hoping for the upside. The downside is he got nothing from him all season long. So hopefully lesson learned there. Coming up next, Bernie Pleskoff will join us. We'll dive into some of the Cleveland Indians, the Arizona Diamondbacks. What is up with this kid Aquino? Does Bernie see from him going forward? And everything going on in the world of fantasy baseball. Our first hour of the show every day, baseball discussion. Second hour of the show, football discussion. And we continue the hardball discussion in a fantasy perspective. Coming up next, Bernie Pleskoff joins us from ClubhouseCorner.com to go over everything that happened over the weekend. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio, and I'll be back right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
So, hey, if this whole fantasy thing doesn't work out, guys, we could always become bacon interns. Did you hear about this? Where this company's looking for an intern to earn, I think it's $1,000 for the day for tasting bacon.
Okay, I gotta go, guys. Where was that again, George?
How about
I'll test
that?
The month's test taste of bacon.
There you go.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome in. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you as we're joined by Bernie Pleskoff. You can follow him on Twitter at Bernie Pleskoff, ClubhouseCorner.com for his podcast. And as the fantasy baseball season winds down, let's check in with Bernie to see what's on his mind. Bernie, good afternoon. Good morning for you. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig. Good to be with you once again.
Well, I appreciate you coming on for sure. Let's start off with, I know, one of the hot topics in baseball, honestly, which is the Houston Astros making trades, getting pitchers. And as AJ Hinch mentioned the other day, he said something like, we didn't just spray the magic dust on Aaron Sanchez and make him good. But I would tell you this, Bernie, I'm starting to believe there is a magic dust. Is there a pitcher that's ever gone to Houston in the last 3 or 4 years that hasn't worked out? I can't believe they may have another one here.
Well, let me tell you what I think is one of the reasons that things are different for Aaron Sanchez. And that's Brent Strom, the pitching coach. Look, when Gerrit Cole went over to Houston, and to some degree Verlander, they reduced the two-seamer, the sinking fastball, and have them using more four-seamers. What that does is it takes the barrel out of loft. You know, if you throw the ball down in the zone like Tom Seaver made a living doing and guys did for years and years, with the swing plane now being uppercut, finding the barrel on that low pitch, you know, it could be disastrous. So you have to spot it. You can't live with it. Now, what has happened in that transition, Aaron Sanchez throwing more four-seam fastballs up, you know, higher in the zone, gets two strikes, climbs the ladder. He's a different pitcher. And the question was, would this guy pitch out of the pen? Because he could close on most teams, or they're going to put him in the rotation. And when you've got Greinke 3 and Miley and Sanchez to go along with Verlander and Cole, I don't know who's going to beat him in the playoffs in the World Series. I just don't see it. I don't see the Yankees matching up. I don't see the Twins, the Indians. I don't see anybody matching up with that rotation being 5 deep. And that's what Houston has done. Greinke is Picasso on the mound. You know, he's Monet. He paints both sides of the plate up and down. He is umpire dependent, but he'll get his strikes. So this is an amazing month for the Houston Astros, Craig, and for fantasy players.
Yeah, and with the way that they're playing, the only thing that I would caution people is with Houston, Bernie, and with the Dodgers, if you're playing in the head-to-head format, you got to be really careful here because the month of September is going to be dangerous and some pitfalls. If Houston wraps this up mid-September, we know Bernie L.A. is going to wrap it up mid-September, yep. That's for sure. You're going to lose your Bellingers. I mean, you're going to lose your Muncies. You're going to lose your Correas and Altuves. So you got to have backup plans for that. For those of you who are in head-to-head leagues, Bernie Pleskov.
That's a great point, Craig.
Yeah, Bernie Pleskov is with us. So far was the biggest move for any team in terms of trade acquisition, Bernie, was it Nick Castellanos with this kind of record-breaking start that he's had for the Cubs?
That's amazing to me. First of all teams to get Nick Castellanos and put him in the outfield where they already have Kyle Schwarber, you know, it made me scratch my head initially. How can you put both of those gloves, one in left, one in right, and win baseball games? But the bat is louder than the glove is weak. So Castellanos has been on a tear. You know, I don't think that Mr. Ricketts will pay the money to keep them full-time. They're on a rather tight budget. They don't want to bump up against, you know, the cap. So I'm not sure he's there full-time, but maybe. You know, it seems to me that, and he's played a lot of these games on the road, he likes being in a Cubs uniform, he likes being on a competitive club, and he likes the fact that he could be into the playoffs. So Castellanos has been on a tear. I just question whether he is a National League player. I think he's much better suited in the American League as a designated hitter, and he can hide that glove. He wasn't good at third base. They moved him to right field. He's got a very good arm. But he doesn't have the agility and the glove to play in the outfield or third base. So for me, Castellanos is a designated hitter. I think his agent will see that, and I think that's where the money could be. But most American League teams are set at DH. will the Cubs, number one, pay him, and number two, put him in an outfield with Schwarber, and maybe Schwarber goes. So this is fascinating to me, and it was a great landing place for Castellanos, and it could bury the Brewers. That one bat could really have an impact on St. Louis and on Milwaukee.
Bernie Pleskov is with us, and you can hear his podcast over at clubhousecorner.com. You know, the other interesting part of these head-to-head leagues, Bernie, and I'm glad that you wanted to talk about him, because obviously when you're in Arizona, you have a chance to see all these teams in spring training. But something that I did in my fantasy leagues last night was I went to see if I had any injured list spots available, because I saw that Johnny Cueto was making some minor league rehab starts. Now, Bernie, you'd have to tell me what the expectation is you think for Cueto moving forward, but I got to tell you, this has been the worst pitching season maybe in fantasy baseball history. So I'm all about anyone that can throw strikes. Can Cueto do it?
Yeah, he can do it, and he's ratcheted up probably a mile or two higher in his velocity so far in his rehab. I'm just not sure that all that time off is going to pay dividends this year, Craig. I think he's much more a 2020 pitcher, but I do think they're going to throw him out there to see what he has in the stretch, and I think he's going to hurt a team or two, you know, down the road. And you never know with a guy like Johnny Cueto. He's a professional pitcher, but that injury has lingered a long, long, long time, and he's going to be very rusty. So I wouldn't put my expectations too high. I think he's a low 90s pitcher with stuff. But, you know, in the back of his mind, and I've talked to pitchers about this, am I healthy? Am I going to get hurt again? Can I let it go? Can I throw breaking balls? Can I do this? Can I do that? A lot of can I's, Craig, with a month left in the season. A better 2020 pick than a 2019 late season, it's a flyer. It's a crapshoot.
Bernie, I don't know. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to see if it ends up working, and then we'll kind of go from there.
You've got nothing to lose, right?
No, not an injured list spot, especially like, you know, the thing is that if you have Blake Snell, you know, I don't know. Can I cut him? Sure. Pablo Lopez on Miami. Is he coming back? Is he not coming back? We don't know. Ken Giles. Like, I can go over all these names that are of guys.
Oh, it's over and over and over again.
Yeah, so why not take your shot and pick somebody else up? That's for sure. I know you follow the Indians, Bernie, very closely. That Santana blast yesterday was one for the ages.
Wow. And
now, I mean, who's the favorite in the division right now? Is it Cleveland? Well, is it Minnesota?
I still have to love what Cleveland did getting Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes. I mean, they lengthened their lineup. They have right-handed hitters now. Puig is on a tear. Look, we don't give Yasiel Puig enough credit. This guy is extremely fast. People don't realize how fast he is. He's a base stealer. He takes an extra base. He's got one of, if not the best, arm in baseball in right field. He gets a tremendous jump on the ball, and the ball jumps off his bat. This is a five-tool player who is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I advocate taking Kipnis's money and giving it to Puig, keeping Puig and Reyes together in that lineup, and you've got a winner, you know, going into 2020. I'm not sure the Indians owner will do that. I wish he would. You know, Kipnis comes off the books. Kluber may not be re-signed. Who knows? And now they've shed the Bauer salary. Why can't you re-sign Yasiel Puig? Give him 3 years. He likes it there. He's popular there. This guy has made a tremendous difference, Craig. When you can slip him into the cleanup role and you can put Framil Reyes, who could be a 40 home run hitter in a full season, down in the order at 6 or 7, now you're talking. I think the Indians, because of their pitching, I think the Indians will win the Central. Mm. But I think the Astros will beat them out for the World Series.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun down the stretch. Bernie, you spent time in Arizona, so you saw the Cincinnati Reds a little bit. So what in the world with this kid Aquino, who hit 3 home runs on Saturday? He's got he's doing what Trevor Story did when he came up for the Rockies. He's breaking Ted Williams' record. He's hitting the ball in terms of Statcast harder than any player in the league. I guess there was some swing change. Bernie, honestly, did you even hear this kid's name at all in spring training? I heard nothing about him. Okay.
No, but he hit 28 home runs in the minor leagues at Louisville and AAA. And that, you know, that opens your eyes. He had 53 RBIs, but, you know, is this going to translate to the major leagues? Here's the factor that makes it possible. He plays in Great America Ballpark. Anybody that plays there is going to get a boost in the offense. He could hit the ball out of, you know, the left field seats. That's what makes me downgrade Trevor Bauer, because he's pitching in a horrible hitter's park, and Aquino could be, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. We don't know. But when you put him in a lineup like the Reds can throw out there, I think it makes sense to look at him in fantasy. I think he's going to go expensively next year. I really do, because of the park factor. That's the difference when a guy he's 6'4", 220. You know, he's a right-handed power hitter, but he just did find his power in AAA. It was there to some degree before that in AA, but he really broke out in AAA.
Yeah,
so this is not a fluke.
Yeah, I wonder if you know, he's kind of moved up next year or not. Let's end with this, Bernie. Average draft position in fantasy baseball 2020. I know I'm going a little outside the box here. I don't think there's any doubt Trout's still going to be the number one pick, Bernie. Okay, so we can just move on from that. But has Ronald Acuna closing the gap now with all these stolen bases? Is he moved ahead of Yelich and maybe Bellinger for next year?
It's going to be 2-3-4, 3-2-4, 4-2-3. Those are the three guys. Who do you like best? I think the stolen bases make a difference. I think Acuna is so exciting to watch. You know, he was all world for me when I saw him in the fall league. Yelich is just a consummate left-handed swing. I'm not a Bellinger guy. I really am not. He's four on that list. I don't know that he's going to do this again, because they're going to start, and they haven't yet, and this blows my mind. You got to throw this guy up in the zone, Craig. He has the biggest uppercut swing in baseball, and they're still throwing the ball down in the zone. I don't know. I think pitchers make a lot of mistakes against him. Yes, he's a great player. Yes, he could be the MVP. But of those four guys, he's my number four.
Well, we'll see next year, as Bernie will be back with us for another baseball season, participating in our drafts and having some fun for sure. I look forward to that. Bernie, hey, thanks again for coming on, as always.
ClubhousePorter.com,
at Bernie Pleskov. Yeah, go ahead, Bernie.
You can follow me at Bernie Pleskov. I answer everything. Have a great week, Craig. It's getting closer and closer to the playoffs.
But watch
these clubs. Take care.
Will.
Be well.
All right, Bernie, thank you so much. Bernie Pleskov, former Major League Baseball scout with us all the time here on our channel here on FNTSY Radio, and we'll have Bernie on for sure next baseball season. As I've said many times before, folks, we are kind of coming toward the end of full fantasy baseball coverage here, with football season starting very soon. But if you have any questions or comments as to the content that we cover, hit me up on Twitter at Craig Mish, and we'll certainly still cover baseball, but starting next week, we are going to move more toward a fantasy football format. Hour number two is coming up. We got some football talk coming as well. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished?
Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
The Morning After.
I've never been a massive Big Ben fan of him personally. I think that he's a great quarterback, though. In fact, I think Roethlisberger's underrated as a quarterback. I think he's underrated in the conversation of, you notice he's never mentioned at all ever when it comes to Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. It's preposterous that Aaron Rodgers gets compared to Tom Brady.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Even Dozier, who had two home runs yesterday, look, it's not all that bad. They probably still have a ways to go, but at least you're seeing some positivity in Kansas City, whereas in some places like Detroit and Baltimore, there's almost very little, at least this year. But let's hit the waiver wire real quick, and I'll tell you what I did over the weekend. And in the NL Tout Wars format, I've moved up quite a bit. I was in 12th and 11th and 10th and 9th and 8th. Now I'm up to 7th. And no one really has a lot of money left after the trade deadline. So Mark Melanson went for $12. I actually initially had him higher. And then after he blew the save Saturday, and then they put Luke Jackson back in yesterday. I'm like, maybe not. So I bid a couple bucks. I didn't get him. Surprisingly, I bid $9 on Lane Thomas. Even after the grand slam, I ended up getting him. I didn't think that that would happen. I thought that somebody would throw $15, $20 at him. I could not afford to do that, but I ended up getting him. I needed an outfielder, and so I'll stick him in there, and hopefully he'll, play 3-4 times this week? I'll take that right now. Just give me 3 starts from Lane Thomas. That was worth the $9. So we'll see. I'm going to have to deal with Jake Arrieta maybe being out for the year, and I really don't have any other options. I cut Peter Lambert, who's going to start for the Rockies this week twice. 2 starts at Coors is just not going to happen. I let him go. Someone else can pick him up next week. I picked up Dylan Maples on the Chicago Cubs. If you don't know who he is, they called him up last week. He is a closer of types, of sorts. With Pedro Strop on the injured list, the Cubs are up for a closer by committee here for the rest of the year. If adding Maples for $0 ends up getting me 1 save, it was worth the investment. So really cutting nothing in terms of that, and that's kind of where I am in the NL Tout Wars format. In the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, I had $450 of fab budget left, which was like 4th or 5th most. I spent it all. Over $300 I did to get Aquino, and I outbid everyone on him. There were some 50s, some 60s, some 100s, but I bid 300. At this point, what are you waiting for in fantasy baseball? Seriously, there's 6 weeks left in the season. I just unloaded all my fab this week. So I ended up getting Aquino. I'm in 9th out of 15 teams. Not great, but I'm still trying to be competitive there. In that league also, I cut Ken Giles and added Eric Law. Law's picked up 3 saves. It looks like Giles could be out for the year. I'm not really sure what Toronto's even doing with him at this point. They've activated him twice and then not used him at all after being on their list, so you go figure that one. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number 2, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.